Watch, Murder Victim's Mother Begs Media to Recognize Migrant Crime. By Neil Monroe on April 16, 2025. The mother of a Maryland mom of five children, who was killed by an illegal migrant, begged the national media on Wednesday to recognize the horror of the crimes committed by migrants. "We are American citizens, why should we allow people like this? Violent criminals that have no conscience at all to murder our mothers, our sisters, our daughters," Patty Morin told the journalists packed into the White House's press room. Her daughter, Rachel Morin, was brutally murdered by an MS-13 migrant in 2023. She continued, "This person took my daughter so violently and so gruesomely and so graphically that they sealed the pictures because I don't want my granddaughters to see these pictures. These are the kind of criminals President Trump wants to remove from our country. These are the kind of criminals that we need to remove from our country. Why should we allow people like this? Violent criminals that have no conscience at all. To murder our mothers, our sisters, our daughters?" Breitbart News reported on April 15. An illegal alien MS-13 gang member has been convicted of raping and bludgeoning to death 37-year-old Rachel Morin, a Maryland mother of five, in August 2023. Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien from El Salvador where he is also a member of the violent MS-13 gang, was found guilty this week by a Maryland jury of first-degree murder, first-degree rape, third-degree sexual offense, and kidnapping. Martinez Hernandez now faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. During the trial, Martinez Hernandez refused to testify regarding the rape and murder charges against him. The jury in the case deliberated for less than an hour. In the White House, Rachel Morin's mother continued, "I don't understand why there's even any kind of problem with covering crime by migrants. And it's not that it's political, like the left or the right. Although I understand different parties have used it in the past. But we have to look at it as we are American citizens. We need to protect our families, our borders, our children. I want to preserve life, and that's the only reason why I have taken and spoken about Rachel all this time. If your mother here in the room, can you imagine standing there alive? And someone puts their hands into your chest and rips out your heart? That's what it feels like. It feels like a part of you is being ripped out of you. You can't even describe the pain, just like you can't describe to your husband what it feels like to carry a baby in your womb. Or to feel those first kicks, or just, no, intuitively if it's a boy or a girl, it's only a thing that a mother knows. Why are we not protecting the American citizens? It's just common sense. Why are we not protecting our children? It's more than just politics or votes or just anything. It's about national security, protecting Americans, protecting our children. Thank you," she told the stunned reporters. Morin is one of many survivors of the many crimes committed by illegal aliens, including some of the roughly 10 million inadmissible migrants who were released by President Joe Biden's deputies. On April 10, Trump's Department of Homeland Security revived the Victim of Immigration Crime Engagement Voice office to give those survivors more information about their victimized relatives and to help them speak up for their relatives in the nation's debates. The Voice program was shuttered in 2021 by Biden's pro-migration deputies. President Donald Trump's top immigration aide, Stephen Miller, scorched the White House media for its refusal to cover the victims of migrant murderers during an outdoor press conference on April 14. He said, "I just wish we lived in a country where the media gave one-tenth the damn as much about Americans who were murdered and brutalized and savagely killed, beaten to death, as they do about whether illegal aliens that we all agree are illegal aliens should get a million days in court and a million trials. There are 15 million illegal aliens that violated the country. If every one of them got the trials that you're asking for, it would take us centuries to remove them. Illegal aliens that come to our country have to be removed. And they have to be removed quickly, and that is an essential component of having something that we like to call a country," Miller added.